The fact is, we don't really know a great deal about the dinosaurs. For the whole of the age of dinosaurs, fewer than 1,000 species have been identified, almost half of them known from a single specimen, which is about a quarter of the number of mammal species alive now. Dinosaurs, bear in mind, ruled the Earth for roughly 3 times as long as mammals have, so either dinosaurs were remarkably unproductive of species, or we have barely scratched the surface, to use an irresistibly apt cliché. For millions of years through the age of dinosaurs, not a single fossil has yet been found. Even for the period of the late Cretaceous, the most studied prehistoric period there is, thanks to our long interest in dinosaurs and their extinction, some 3/4 of all species that lived may yet be undiscovered. Animals bulkier than the Diplodocus, or more forbidding than Tyrannosaurus, may have roamed the Earth in the thousands, and we may never know it. Until very recently, everything known about the dinosaurs of this period came from only about 300 specimens, representing just 16 species. The scantiness of the record led to the widespread belief that dinosaurs were on their way out already when the KT impact occurred. In the late 1980s, a paleontologist from the Milwaukee Public Museum, Peter Sheehan, decided to conduct an experiment. Using 200 volunteers, he made a painstaking census of a well-defined but also well-picked-over area of the famous Hell Creek Formation in Montana.